Lloyd Pettit reporting. It's official now. The Soviet news agency TASS has confirmed that the Soviet spacecraft Sunrise 2 has landed safely. According to TASS, the capsule came down at 2:02 this morning, Chicago time. The landing had been reported unofficially earlier. The Soviet space ride was 26.5 hours long. During the ride, one of the cosmonauts, Alexei Leonov, had left the capsule and swam in space for about 10 minutes. United States Air Force and Navy planes have staged more strikes against military installations in North Vietnam. An Air Force commander in South Vietnam said about 130 planes took part hitting a supply base and an ammunition depot. He described the raids as 80-90% effective. Radio Hanoi claims North Vietnamese forces shot down 3 American planes during the raids. The broadcast, relayed by the new China news agency, said many groups of U.S. fighter planes again adventurously and openly intruded into the airspace of the Democratic Republic of North Vietnam. Congress is continuing its work today on President Johnson's voting rights legislation and on the medical care for the aged bill. The chief of WGN's Washington News Bureau, Bob Foster, reports.
The House version of a so-called Medicare bill is expected to be voted out of committee no later than early next week. Further, the measure should get to the full floor of the House by the last week of this month or the first week of April. The bill will go to the floor with a closed rule, which means no amendments may be tacked onto the committee version. It now appears that the measure, when it gets to the floor, will provide for a voluntary contribution. The contribution is expected to be $3 a month for the subscriber, with an additional $3 a month being turned over by the federal government. This money would cover all physician expenses and all clinical expenses. The hospitalization coverage is under a different part of the program. And in the bill's present form, the person hospitalized would pay the first $50 of the hospital cost, and the government would pay the remainder of the bill. This is Bob Foster, WGN News, Washington.
Indonesia's President Sukarno has placed all foreign-owned oil companies in that country under government control. Sukarno nationalized 3 American oil firms. While control of the companies has passed from their owners, Sukarno says they are still foreign-owned. This is seen as a device to sidestep Indonesian compensation for the seizures. We'll have a look at the official weather forecast for the Chicagoland area right after this from Wally.
Yeah, we have a stain removal chart. I guess most of the girls know that we send out absolutely free. And you say, what is a stain removal chart? Well, Miracle White makes up this chart that lists the common problems you have at home with grease stains, grass, chocolate stains, coffee, tea, perspiration, things like that, and exactly what to do about them when they occur at your place and really distress and destroy you. It's free, no involvement of any kind, no obligation, no gimmicks. It's a gift for you from Miracle White, and to get a copy to keep in your laundry area there in case any problems pop up, like there's a sudden stain or spot, just write to Miracle White, WGN Radio, Chicago, and we'll mail you your stain removal chart. And repeat, it's absolutely free. Another service from the manufacturers of Miracle White, the world's only liquid water softener, super soil remover, and rust remover. You've never had a wash as white as you'll get with Miracle White. So write to Miracle White, WGN Radio, Chicago. And if you're shopping today, tomorrow, on the weekend, try Miracle White. Maybe you've never used it before. It's available at all Jewel, National, Kroger, A&P, Hilo, and other fine independent stores. What's the weekend weather routine?
Partly sunny and continued cold today, a high in the lower 20s. Fair and cold tonight with a low around 10 above. Partly cloudy and not quite so cold on Saturday, a high in the 20s. Winds will be westerly, 15 to 25 miles an hour today, diminishing tonight. Right now, 12 at Midway, 10 at O'Hare Field, 13 at Tribune Tower, humidity 58%, the wind from the west at 15 miles per hour in Milwaukee, 7 above. And that's the news for now, brought to you by Miracle White, the most talked about product of the decade. Nothing but nothing does wonders like new Miracle White Laundry Aid. Portions of this program were mechanically reproduced, a presentation of WGN News, WGN Radio in Chicago.
Snap the crown off a bottle of Bud and let that flavor out. Here's a beer that makes it mighty clear what this is all about. It's worth more when the taste you pour is the best of all the beers.
Pour yourself a Budweiser, the only beer in America with exclusive Beechwood aging. That Bud, that's beer.
It's 9:05 in Chicago, and for the Timken Roller Bearing Company, here's Flying Officer Irv Hayden of the Chicago Police Department in the WGN Traffic Copter. Irv?
Thank you, Lloyd. I would like to just take a second to say thanks a lot and lots of luck in the future at schooling to Warren, our voice of Traffic Central, who's done such a terrific job of passing information on to us. He's leaving us today. We checked out Cicero and southbound. It's still heavy at Irving Park. The Kennedy Expressway southbound, the regular lanes are slowing at Irving Park. They run moderately down to Fullerton. Then we have a definite tightness setting in at Fullerton, which extends over to Augusta, where we have an accident. The Kennedy Expressway inbound, the express lanes are A-OK all the way. Both Edens and the Kennedy are wide open into the junction. We've also checked out Pulaski and Addison, Elston and Foster, Caldwell and Devon, Milwaukee and Central, Higgins and Nagel, and Irving Park in Harlem, and found them reacting just like the weather, cheery and sunny. Flying Officer Hagen of the Chicago Police Department saying good morning, and over to Sergeant Peterson in Traffic Copter 2.
Thank you, Irv. Jeffrey and Stoney are moving freely from 79th to 67th and both entering the park and drive without delay. The South Shore Drive is in excellent form all the way to the downtown area. Northbound Dan Rand moving in good form from 99th to Canal Port, and then it tightens from Canal Port to the Eisenhower. If you'd like to circumvent that northbound tightness on the Dan Ryan, leave the Dan Ryan at 27th and use Franklin up to Cermak. The inbound Eisenhower is wide open from Western to the post office interchange, but Ohio is solid from the Kennedy to Michigan Avenue. If you'd like a time saver there, leave the Kennedy at North Avenue and checking 63rd and State, 79th and South Park, 67th and Cottage, no problems there. The Southwest and Catamount Expressway, Tri-State, Kingry, and Northwest Tollway have no reported problems. Sergeant Ed Peterson of the Cook County Sheriff's Police wishing you a pleasant day and returning you to the WGN studios.
Hello, adventure fans. We're here on Mount Everest, where the Timken Bearing Engineer is face-to-face with the Abominable Snowman. Listen, the Timken Bearing Engineer is about to speak.
Hi, Mr. Abominable. Yes, there are friction and load problems everywhere, and as long as industry has these problems, we Timken Bearing Engineers will be there with the finest tapered roller bearings in the world. Right. It takes more than a good product. It takes service, too, and that's where we shine. The Timken Company lets only graduate engineers help select the best, most economical bearings.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think he's convinced the Abominable Snowman. Let's see if we can get the monster to talk to us.
When you have a monster of a bearing problem and can't afford a snow job, call on a cool head from the Timken Roller Bearing Company.
Wheels are turning. Shafts are turning. Everywhere in industry, they keep on turning. For quality, turns on Timken roller bearings and keeps on turning every working day.
The Timken Roller Bearing Company has presented this traffic report. Our next report this afternoon between 4:32 and 6:27 on WGN Radio, Chicago.
Have you got a mother-in-law's tongue, Lloyd?
A mother-in-law's tongue?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Now, see, I figured that. I am appalled at the few things you know about this world. I didn't either till a moment ago when a lady said, I've got a mother-in-law's tongue. I was going to say, well, I'm sorry for you, ma'am, but it's a flower. What's it look like to you? A plant? A tall, skinny plant? We have tall, skinny things here, but they're not plants. Mother-in-law's tongue. Well, the question lady wants to know, she said, it looks like hers is going to bloom, and she wants to know if they do bloom or they don't bloom. You're shaking your head. No. Are you a horticulturist, Luther? 10 years without one blooming. You mean your mother-in-law or the mother-in-law's tongue? Well, I'm sure some mother-in-law's tongue expert today will straighten out that question. I got a fellow here who's 95 years old. I wonder if he's home today. He would be born, 1965. He'd be born in 1870, 1 year before the Chicago fire. Wow. Well, happy St. Joseph's Day, 65.
Tom Cunningham, who lives on 38th Street, is 95 years old today, and I hope to have him on the other end of the phone. Wish him happy...
Hello?
Tom, how are you?
Huh?
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Do you hear me all right?
Huh?
Do you hear me all right?
I hear you all right now.
You're 95 years old today, right? How do you feel, Tom?
I feel pretty good.
Do you feel like you're 95?
Huh?
Do you feel like you're 95?
Well, I feel just as good as ever I did, but I can't get around very well.
Uh-huh.
You see?
You're not going out dancing on your birthday, then?
Huh?
You're not going out dancing tonight?
I didn't get that.
I was just wondered if you used to dance a lot on your birthday.
Oh, I see.
Not anymore, huh?
Uh-huh.
Tom, you sound like you're in 25-year-old condition. How do you keep yourself feeling good?
Well, let me see. I'll be 95 years old tomorrow.
Tomorrow is your day, huh?
Yeah. Tomorrow, 19.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tom, do you remember in your lifetime the most exciting thing?
I feel pretty good.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you remember the most exciting thing that happened to you in your life?
Yeah.
What was the most exciting thing that's happened in your life, do you know?
Wait a minute.
This wonderful old fella doesn't have the hearing.
Oh, well, I can't really... explain that.
The what?
Yeah.
What is that, Tom?
Helen.
Uh-huh. Well, Tom, I hope you have a very happy birthday.
Yes, I feel just as good as ever I did.
How do you tell people to feel good all their life? What do you do?
I can't get that.
Okay, well, I won't bother you, Tom. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Just a minute.
That's all right.
Let's tell them to see.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Are you related to him, ma'am?
Yes, I'm his daughter-in-law.
And what's your name?
Helen Cunningham.
Well, since he was kind enough to come over the phone, you tell him we all wish him 95 more happy birthdays.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gosh, you and I are wondering what kind of shape we'll be in when we're 55 or 65. And here he is, born in 1870, 1 year before we had the Chicago fire. It's 9:15 on March 19th, 65. And I don't know if anybody ever asked you your age or how you feel about that.
Frankly, it was the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me. I was on this business trip in Chicago, and when I went up to pay my hotel bill, all my money was gone. The clerk just stood there looking at me, and you could imagine how I felt.
Ben, what happened?
I had most of my money in traveler's checks, so I went on over to American Express. They had an office right around the block.
How much did you lose?
$550. The lady made out a new set of checks right on the spot. Wasn't anything to it. If it hadn't been for American Express, I'd...
Whenever you travel, protect your money with American Express traveler's checks. The safe money. Prompt refund if lost or stolen. Buy them where you bank. Only a penny per dollar, and they're good everywhere. Buy American Express traveler's checks, the safe money, safer than cash. Traveler's checks, another worldwide service of American Express, the company for people who travel.
Some people travel, some people don't travel. Some people like to travel, some people don't like to travel. Some people like winter, some can't stand it. You can never get people to agree on anything, but...
Us Terryton smokers would rather fight than switch.
9:17, if you're taking your kids to the movie on the weekend, I better know what one it'll be. The one where they sing...
Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, chiri. A chimney sweep's lucky as lucky can be. Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, gingery. Good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you.
Now that the ladder of life has been strung, a chimney sweeps on the bottom most rung. Though I spend my time in the ashes and smoke, in this whole wide world there's no happier monk.
Lucky as lucky can be. Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, chirru. Good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you.
In my profession there's many a time when I embark on a perilous climb, up where the smoke is all billowed and curled. Stars is the chimney sweep's world.
Gables and rooftops become towers of all, and lining the chimneys are great Chinese walls. The pillars of Hercules loom left and right. The Sphinx, the Acropolis, you what a sight. Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, chiri.
A chimney sweep's lucky as lucky can be.
Boy, I bet Walt Disney deservedly will be counting a few dollars for that movie, Mary Poppins. What's that? What's that?
Hear that? That's the sound of $5,000 in cash.
You can win up to $5,000 by playing the Little Fooler in the Chicago Tribune every Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
And there's a new Little Fooler every week with a new chance to win $5,000, maybe more, for the correct solution to this fun-to-play game.
In just 30 seconds. You'll hear the right answer to one of the Little Fooler clues.
This right answer gives you a head start toward winning the exciting word game that appears every Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday in the Tribune. The prize money increases by $1,000 each week if there are no winners the previous week. Rules accompany each contest in the Tribune, which may be examined at public libraries and Tribune public service offices.
And now for a head start. Here's the right answer to one of the Little Fooler clues in the game appearing Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
In Little Fooler game number 5, the answer to number 2 across is Falls, F-A-L-L-S, Falls. Falls is the answer, that is. Not Niagara, not Wichita, just Falls. This is WGN Chicago. Speaking of things falling down, I guess Jeannie Lavate will. It's a birthday today. How you feel, Jeannie?
Enjoy the all-new ice cream.
It's loaded with laughs and filled with spectacle and splendor. The enchanting Ice Capades now playing at the Chicago Stadium. Get your tickets at the stadium or the Loop box office, 130 North LaSalle, 920. Happy St. Joseph's Day has been the story of the morning, no matter what your background is. But if you come from the sunny isle, peninsula? Is Italy an island or a peninsula? You're Italian. Your name is Rizzo. Do you know the answer to that question? You don't. Then I'm not going to let Robert Goulet sing.
Just a slight flirtation. That was all it was to be. How could I know this fascination would turn to love for you and me? How to tell you of my heartache? Tell you I'm not free. so deep. You're softly rolled. Amore, baciami, arrivederci amore, baciami. Though we're apart, you'll still be in my heart.
Well, this lady said that hers did bloom at one time. It was kind of a hyacinth bloom, and she called the paper to see if this was unusual, and they said, well, it doesn't bloom often, but it's not that rare when it does occur. Has yours ever bloomed? It has, but not regularly, huh? I see. Why do they call it the mother-in-law's tongue? Has it never stopped going or growing or... Slender and sharp. Santa's area? Santa's area. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very, very much. I just... I don't know much about mother's-in-law tongues, but...
If you think that all airlines are pretty much the same, you ought to fly Eastern next time and see how much better an airline can be.
As an example of how much better an airline can be, consider Eastern's new first-class dining service. From Chicago, on certain first-class flights to Miami, you get a magnificent lunch or full-course dinner, especially prepared by the pump room. And the service is as distinctive as the food. Your courses, from canapés to dessert, are served on fine Rosenthal china with imported wines, mum champagne, unprecedented elegance, but only what you'd expect these days on the new Eastern. Ask your travel agent to book you on an Eastern famous restaurant flight. See how much better an airline can be. I know we were speaking of Slovakian people and Italian folks and Polish people who observe St. Joseph's Day. But, of course, he's the saint of the Catholic Church, so Catholics all over the world observe today the Feast of St. Joseph. But it's a nice combination to see people of different backgrounds, languages, getting along together, right? For instance, if you're like that doll Marie Colombani, that's a pretty Italian name, right? And she likes Liberace, who's pretty Polish and plays a darn nice piano, especially on things like...
Yes, sir. How do you pronounce the botanical name, then, of the plant?
Sansevieria.
What is it?
Sansevieria.
Sansevieria?
S-A-N-S-E-V-I-R-E-A.
Wow, that sounds like a country.
Pardon?
That sounds like a country.
Uh-huh.
But it is the flower, the mother-in-law tongue.
It still is. And, you see, it comes in different varieties. I mean, different...
Uh-huh. It doesn't usually bloom.
Well, it blooms once in a while, maybe seven, 8 years, or 10 years sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And that's right. And it's got green, green-white little flowers on it. Smaller clumps, you see.
I see, uh-huh.
And it's a very popular European houseplant.
Oh, it is.
Very many people have it in European houses.
Does it need a lot of water?
That's right. Pardon?
Does it need a lot of water?
No, not too much, I should say.
Do they call it a mother-in-law tongue in Europe?
They call it in this country a mother-in-law tongue.
They don't call it that in Europe?
No, they don't call it. They call it Sansevieria.
Are you a married man?
Yes, sir. By the way, I'm a good friend of Peter.
Oh, Peter Stefik?
That's right.
Over at the Irving Park florist.
Yes,
oh, yeah, well, he's...
I just moved out to Harvard.
I beg your pardon?
I just moved out to Harvard.
I see. What is your name?
Gunter.
Like Gunter Kalman, who plays the serenade for Elizabeth, right? Thanks, Gunter.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
And
yes.
Goodbye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, that straightens out the mother-in-law tongue, I hope, for the rest of March 19th, Friday. What do we have now?
Now another on-the-spot testimonial for Sylvania light bulbs. Here's grocery clerk Stanley Dribbler. Mr. Dribbler, why do you favor Sylvania soft white bulbs?
Well, their stack-pack displays with color-coded packages are easy to put up. Give me extra time for basketball practice.
I see. That ball doesn't bounce very well.
Oh, it is? This is a cantaloupe. Boss won't let me bring my basketball in the store. And hey, got some great snapshots of myself in action with your Sylvania Blue Dot flash bulbs. Real crazy.
Boy, you can say that again.
Phew, I guess. Let's get out of here and take one of those air tours to Hawaii. Easy to do. Call Cartan Travel and plan your Hawaiian holiday.